News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The future of bus service to the Wausau South Metro is uncertain this morning. Weston's committee that discussed proposed route changes last night says they would like to do away with a referendum from a few years ago that forced them to run the bus service, and they haven't taken a vote on whether the route would be changed or dropped altogether. Here's more from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Weston's Community Life and Public Safety Committee made no specific recommendations on new routes to the full village board after hearing a number of proposals on continuing bus service after this year. Committee members want to see if any financial savings can be found before recommending a new route, and the village's finance committee is set to take a look later this week. Some committee members have already said they want significant savings, while others don't support continuing the route.
Now, 2 years ago, there was a referendum that forced Weston to run the bus service, and they say now, after a 2-year run, they would like to have that route dropped. They say that ridership has continued to be a disappointment. An issue that dropped out of the headlines for a while, the trouble at the VA hospitals, is now back. Congress is getting close to an agreement on a reform bill, as we hear from Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin on Capitol Hill.
With a compromise brokered, the race is on to get the bill passed before lawmakers leave for the August recess.
Funding for veterans' needs must be considered a cost of war.
This agreement will go a long way to helping resolve the crisis that exists out there today.
Senate and House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders and Jeff Miller selling a proposal that spends $17 billion, most of it emergency funding with no budget offsets, to hire new doctors and nurses, lease additional clinics, and give some veterans care options outside the VA system. It also streamlines the process for the VA secretary to fire senior staffers. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. accuses Russia of violating an arms control treaty with the testing of a prohibited ground-launched cruise missile. A White House official says the launch is a serious matter that the U.S., quote, has attempted to address with Russia for some time now. The U.S. is urging immediate bilateral talks on the issue. No injuries after a Delta Airlines jet made an emergency landing last night at JFK in New York. WABC Television reports the jet was bound to Dayton, Ohio from LaGuardia. The pilot learned of a tire problem just after takeoff and decided to touch down at nearby Kennedy Airport. Passengers were evacuated from the airplane without incident. Voters in Crandon go today to vote on a mayoral recall contest. The incumbent mayor, Rob Yeager, is being challenged by Dennis Rosa. A petition drive gathered more than 200 signatures, and based on Crandon's population, that's all it took to force the recall. Crandon City Clerk Cindy Bradley has details on today's vote.
The voting hours are 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., and it's here at City Hall in Crandon, the community building, I guess, also you could call it. It's 601 West Washington Street.
Now, if Rosa were to win the election, he would take office after filing the paperwork and taking the oath of office. He would fill out the remainder of the mayor's 4-year term. The case involving three family members accused of cashing their missing mother's Social Security checks may be ready to move forward. 71-year-old Dolores Disher is accused of working with her husband, Ronald, and her brother, Charles Jost, to cash the checks that belonged to Marie Jost. The fraud case dates from 1980 until about 2 years ago. Dolores Disher has been physically unable to make it to court because of medical issues. She has spent several months in a nursing home. Ronald Disher has already been found guilty of endangering safety with a weapon and disorderly conduct as part of a plea deal. He's serving a 4.5-year jail term. Another plea deal may be in the works for a Weston man charged with running an illegal cockfighting and gambling ring. 35-year-old B. Herr is charged with 7 felonies, including animal fighting, mistreatment of animals, and multiple counts of running a gambling operation. He was arrested in March after a tip. He had been scheduled for trial August 15th, but now that has turned into a plea hearing, according to online court records. We won't know the terms of his plea bargain until he appears in court. For the first day of the Wisconsin Valley Fair at Marathon Park, let's check our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies developing for today. Some scattered showers and isolated storms developing around midday and then continuing off and on through the afternoon. A high of 76 with a northwest wind around 10. Tonight, a lingering shower or two during the evening. Then decreasing clouds with some patchy fog late, a low down to 53. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with isolated showers or storms during the afternoon and a high of 76. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Clear to partly cloudy skies across central Wisconsin as we start our Tuesday morning. And if you'd like the hour-by-hour temperature, six-day forecast, or real-time weather radar, that's available anytime on our webpage at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.